This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. South Dakota's Water Management Board is holding hearings on the proposed Keystone XL pipeline, as news broke this week that the Keystone pipeline spilled in North Dakota. Reports say more than 380,000 gallons of oil spilled before containment. South Dakota State Senator Troy Heiner told the board Thursday he's concerned about potential damage from a spill to the agriculture and tourism industries. Victoria Wicks reports.
Troy Heinert is a member of the Senate Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources. He's also a rancher and enrolled member of the Rosebud Sioux Tribe. He says the Department of Environment and Natural Resources doesn't have enough employees who can go out into the field to inspect sites where problems have been reported. Heinert says DENR hasn't seen an increase in full-time employee positions in 14 years.
I would hope that we get more dedicated professionals like we have who are out there representing the people of South Dakota and the state of South Dakota and looking at these applications and or lines that are already built with objective eyes.
Heinert says he has constituents in his district who support the pipeline and others who don't. He says he listens to all, but as a rancher, he knows the importance of clean water.
Without water, you don't have livestock. You don't have crops.
He says the Miniwichoni Water Project in particular has opened up grazing range for him and for his ranching constituents.
It has changed their life and changed how they can operate.
Heinert says he's concerned that the oil pipeline crosses over the water pipeline and a disaster could make that water unusable. The Water Management Board has added 4 more days in December for hearings in Pierre. Because opponent witnesses have been allowed to cut in line because they're not available later, TC Energy still has not completed its case in chief. For National Native News, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City, South Dakota.
The Fort Peck tribe swore in a new tribal government this week. As Olivia Reingold reports, tribal members re-elected their incumbent chairman.
Chairman Floyd Azier won a third consecutive term with a more than 10% margin of victory on a platform of education.
We're not moving this country forward unless we get our people educated.
One thing getting in the way, he says teachers don't have enough leeway to discipline their students.
Now all they do is put you in timeout. What the heck is timeout?
He says there wouldn't be such a respect problem in schools if teachers could discipline their students more. He says the respect issue is a societal problem, but there are things the tribes can do, like send students to truancy court. It's a program he says he started as chairman.
As long as I'm chairman, we're going to do that. We got to get those kids to school. We have to get them educated.
Azier joins a tribal council with 5 new members, 1 new associate judge, and 13 incumbents. For National Native News, I'm Olivia Reingold in Billings, Montana.
Plaintiffs in the Yazzie Martinez lawsuit, which includes Native American students in New Mexico, are calling on the state to develop and fund a long-term plan to meet the needs of students. Attorneys for the plaintiffs say there's been not enough action in more than a year since the state was found to be violating the rights of students in public school by not providing them with the opportunity to be college and career ready, especially low-income, students of color, English language learners, and students with disabilities. The state was ordered in 2018 to take immediate action to overhaul the education system. A motion was filed this week asking the court to order the state to create a plan within 60 days and to take action no later than March. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
For Native Americans affected by domestic violence, the Strong Hearts Native Helpline offers peer-to-peer support and resources. It's safe, confidential, and toll-free at 844-7-NATIVE. Program support by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center. Support by PrairieEdge.com, where you can find a full selection of Pendleton products, traditional ledger art, beadwork, and quillwork, as well as a complete line of Native books, music, and movies in Rapid City or online at PrairieEdge.com. Wopila.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.